A researcher at the University of Arizona is trying to reduce the number of bilingual students who are misdiagnosed with speech disorders. Leah Fabiano-Smith recently got a multi-million-dollar federal grant to work on this. She's an associate professor in the Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing Sciences at the U of A, and she joins me. And Leah, how big of an issue is misdiagnosis in bilingual students, either in the sense that a student has a problem that isn't diagnosed, or a student that is diagnosed with an issue they don't actually have?
Sure. So there's two sides to this issue. And we use the term misdiagnosis because children can be either overdiagnosed or labeled as having a speech disorder when they truly don't have one. Or children can be underdiagnosed, or those are the children that actually do have speech disorders, but no one has picked up on it. So this issue of misdiagnosis results in both educational and health disparities. So educational disparities are disparities when there's a group of children who have full-time access to the general education curriculum while others don't. And what happens with misdiagnosis of speech sound disorders in bilingual children is if they're over-identified as having a disorder, what happens is that they're pulled from the classroom, they miss access to that general education curriculum while their monolingual English speaking peers have full access. The other side of that coin is the health disparities issue. And this problem with misdiagnosis occurs when people say, oh, they're bilingual, that's why we can't understand them. And when those kids actually do have a speech problem, they're underidentified. So they're not getting the speech services that they actually need to be effective communicators in their linguistic environments.
How often do either of those things happen?
They occur very frequently because what we have is a situation where there are very few tests that can appropriately evaluate bilingual children with speech sound disorders. And this is a very large problem because states like Texas and California and soon to be Arizona, the majority of children in those states are Latino. So when the student population is almost entirely bilingual children, that becomes a huge problem.
Why is it so difficult to diagnose these bilingual students, either because they actually have a problem that needs to be addressed or somebody thinks they do and they actually don't?
So there's many issues that relate to that. I think one of the big issues is that research on bilingual children with speech disorders is relatively recent, and we still don't have studies that look at large groups of bilingual children so that we can say, okay, this is what typical development looks like, and this is what a speech sound disorder looks like in a bilingual child. And that's one of the problems that my current project addresses, is building up a large database of children where we can look at patterns and see, okay, this is a profile of a child with typical development in English and Spanish, and this is a profile of a child who has a disorder.
Now, I know that some children develop differently, you know, the kinds of sounds they can make or the way that they make certain sounds. Are those different among English-speaking kids relative to Spanish-speaking kids or kids who speak any other language?
By and large, bilingual children and monolingual children develop at very similar rates. What's actually really incredible about bilingual children is that they learn two speech sound systems in the same amount of time that a monolingual child learns only one. So by and large, they're pretty similar. There are some differences, however, between monolingual and bilingual acquisition, and that has a lot to do with how often a child hears each language. Some children hear a whole lot of English, other children hear a whole lot of Spanish, so their skills are going to look different from one another. There's lots of variability across bilingual children. They all develop in different linguistic environments, so that creates some difficulty for speech-language pathologists because they have this really clear standard for monolingual English-speaking kids, and then there's this group of children who have lots of variability.
Well, it sounds like maybe one of the answers to this is to have more speech pathologists who speak Spanish or in some cases speak other language or maybe speak both English and Spanish. Is that at least part of the solution?
That would be a fantastic change in our field. The vast majority of speech-language pathologists are white, middle-class, monolingual English-speaking women. I would love to see more bilingual SLPs out in the field. However, I think one way that we can affect change immediately is to train monolingual SLPs in clinical methods that are appropriate for bilingual children. Because even if we filled all the graduate programs in the whole country up with bilingual speech pathology graduate students right now, it still wouldn't meet the need of the children in our country.
Well, given what you said earlier about how common the misdiagnosis is, how urgent is the need to try to start getting this right?
It's extremely urgent. 25% of kindergartners are Latino. So every fourth kindergartner that walks into a classroom is a child who could be an English-Spanish speaker. And now the fastest growing language in the United States is Arabic. Years ago, it used to be just the border areas of the United States were, you know, seeing bilingual kids on their caseloads. Now we have speech-language pathologists all over the entire country who are faced with bilingual children on their caseloads and just don't have the education, the training, the tools to accurately diagnose children as either typically developing or with a speech disorder. So it's really something that needs to be done now, or else we're going to be faced with a generation of children who are probably on the wrong educational track.
All right. Leah, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Leah Fabiano-Smith is an associate professor in the Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing Sciences at the University of Arizona. Her research focuses on bilingual language and speech development and disorders in kids speaking English and Spanish.